Scorpio investigative journalist for Daily Maverick, Pauli van Wyk. Good morning and welcome back to Breakfast. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rafilwe. It's so good to be on your show again. I haven't spoken to you in ages.
I know.
You're doing good things.
We're trying. I mean, I'm no hero like you, girl. I mean, the last time you and I spoke was toward the end of 2019, and you were talking to me about, we think VBS will be the first NPA focus. We're hopefully going to see some names, you know, some heads rolling. And indeed, here we are in 2020. Social distancing or no social distancing, 8 guys in the dock with respect to arrests regarding VBS.
Yes, and here we are.
All right. So, and largely thank you, thanks to your journalism. So thank you very much for that.
Thanks for your support.
Of course. The 8th of those is Philip Schroeter, as I understand
yes.
it, the CFO. I guess he's the one who was social distancing and wasn't able
yes.
to come forward at the beginning. He is the CFO of VBS, but he's a name I'm not familiar with. In reading all of your work, we've gotten to, you've managed to get a lot of detail with respect to people in VBS, related to VBS, the EFF and stuff like that. Tell us, please, a little bit more and frame for us who Philip Schroeter is and the strength of his influence in this scandal.
Yeah, I wrote about him in October 2018, and then I did a proper profile about him early this year. And I think, you know, political parties wish to talk about themselves, and we talk about what the political parties want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And that is often where the agenda seems to be swayed towards political parties, but they themselves actually just speak about it more, and some of the other important themes is not as elevated as when political parties air their own issues. So the one of Philip Schroeter is actually very important. Philip Schroeter was the financial head of VBS, and I've done a profile where I said the guy received 5.8 million rand in cash and in bonds, loans from VBS. So all of that money was gratuitous. Now, against people like Chifiwa Matote, the CEO, and some of the politicians, the ANC politicians and the EFF politicians, the 5.8 million rand seemed to be much less and seemed to be a diminutive figure. And I made the point in the articles that that one shouldn't see it like that, because Philip Schroeter was actually the sentinel who didn't sound the alarm. He was one of the most important people in VBS because he literally pushed the button about on relating to who got paid, and he was the one. It was his task under the Companies Act to actually raise alarm and say that something is not right here. And because Philip Schroeter did not do that, now the bank had been stolen into insolvency. If he did his job, we would have known much sooner about poor people's money and poor municipalities' money, especially in the Venda region, being stolen.
Yeah.
But Philip Schroeter just went along with the game.
So this is quite critical for me here, Pauli. Thank you for reminding us of the terminology that you used in your piece from earlier this year, the sentinel who didn't sound the alarm. Is he a guy who was going along, or was he a person who was critically embroiled in the corruption itself? I mean, I don't know if there's one that's better than the other. But the way that your profile is framed, it seems as though he kind of was watching bad news happen and then he just didn't tell. Or, because usually you need a financial engineer like himself, right? To really help you here. If we've seen from Steinhoff through to Eskom deals and stuff like that, the Namibian fish rot, you need a very sharp financial mind to help you navigate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a crime under the Companies Act not to raise the alarm when money is stolen and you are the financial head. It is a very severe, I'm not going to even say mistake, it's a very severe contravention of everything that you need to do to actually look the other way. There's nothing good about it. From WhatsApps and emails between Chifiwa Matote, Poppy Mukutubwani, who was the treasurer, and Philip Schroeter, one can see that sometimes Mukadabwani and Matati sort of kept Philip Treter out of the way. They pulled his strings rather than he had to order Mukadabwani around, who was the treasurer of VBAs. Philip Treter was one of the key players, the key professionals in VBAs, and he allowed himself to be dictated to. That is a massive contravention and a massive black hole against his career. So the problem here is that that Treter sort of put blinkers on. He did the things when he was told to do the things, and he seemed to, in his WhatsApp messages, sometimes sort of said he wasn't very comfortable, he's not sure about this, he's not sure about that, but he still did it. He still committed the crimes, and now he continued to say that he will plead guilty, that he will enter a state plea bargain, and that he will start to testify if they actually sign it, and if he actually goes through with it, he will testify against his former colleagues.
Correct. So, okay, yeah. So after all that, he is now turning state's witness. He's being hailed as, you know, sort of maybe a Hail Mary in this particular case. You know, you are right with respect to the benefits, the undue benefits that have accrued to him. The 5.8 million rand does seem quite small as compared to 3 billion that was stolen. A couple of RDs, a property, some investments. Is there anything in that Shangri-La entity that you looked into that might be linked to other companies that have been a little bit dodgy?
Yes, absolutely. Well, dodgy, not even criminal.
Yeah, thank you.
At the very least. So he received and solicited, and this will be his big crime and his big problem in court, as that he solicited 2 million rand in two payments from VBAs. And you can see from WhatsApp messages between him and Mukadabwani and Matoti again, that he was actually paid in the most problematic time of VBS's history, when they struggled to keep the bank afloat. He was paid that 2 million just to keep him quiet. So Philip was seen inside the bank as the one who would do the stuff and who would look away and who wouldn't need to be paid off much. And when they thought it very critical, they said, okay, we'll give you 2 million rand. And that's what happened with Shangri-La. It was a company that Philip Treter was the director of, and money, literally bribed to keep quiet, was paid into that account.
Interesting stuff.
And again, the amount of money that Philip received, measured, I would say, against Matotsi's over 300 million, shouldn't be a measurement, shouldn't be a yardstick of the crimes that he committed.
We
shouldn't look at the value of the money. The breaches that he committed ensured that the bank imploded, and that's how we should view him.
I think that's important, extremely important. And in fact, I think he is still going to serve time, regardless of the fact that he's giving state testimony. Is that right, Polly?
It may be. We don't know what the state plea bargain is yet, because he came out and said, okay, I'm guilty and I'll plead guilty and I'll help the state. The state came to view these things with a softer eye. Then they say, okay, because you came out, because you said you made a mistake and you committed the crime, and you're not misleading the court and you're not wasting our time, we can think about giving you less time, a lesser sentence, either a lesser jail sentence or a sentence that you have to sit out at home,
right,
or maybe even a cash amount.
Gotcha.
That is for the court and the prosecution authority to wrangle that.
All right. Polly
the problem with his crimes of money laundering and of fraud is that they actually carry hefty sentences as well. So if you say that you're guilty, you plead guilty of money laundering, it might be a sentence for 15 years. So, we'll have to see what the court and the prosecuting authority deals with.
And he'll probably be cast away from it. You know, he'll be... English is leaving me today, girl. He'll be seen as delinquent and therefore not be able to serve going forward. So that's great.
Yes.
Polly van Wyk, such a pleasure to speak to you. Scorpio investigative journalist for Daily Maverick. Have a good one today. Have a great day further, as annoys many of my listeners. Have a great one. Thanks, Polly. All right. We're going to